Greg, I just can't make up my mind about this Christmas shopping season. Because the economy's in trouble, should we be out there spending like mad to give the economy a real boost in the arm? Or because the economy's in trouble, should we be more frugal and not tap into our savings or run up our credit cards just so we'll be more prepared for whatever else happens down the road? I just don't know what to do.
Neither do I. I'd call it a conundrum. I mean, the economy does need a kick. And if everybody went out and spent a little bit more this year, or, you know, 5, 8, 9% more, the economy would really thrive. But on the other hand, there's that enormous population that isn't working. There's that enormous population that's working in jobs that don't pay a whole lot. So I think people just need to consider their options, consider their situation, and spend down to their appropriate level.
Yeah, so spend it if you have it, and conserve it if you don't.
Okay.
Okay, now let's get to something easier that we can tackle here, the holiday shopping tips. Now, I do a lot of shopping with credit cards, but I use my credit cards like cash. You know, I pay them off as the bills come in, and then I collect the extra benefits like, you know, 1% cash back or whatever. But credit cards are something you really have to be careful with at the holidays.
I would take the card, obviously, with the lowest interest rate, and I would cut up the other cards, or I would hide them in a place so obscure in your house that you wouldn't be tempted to use them during the holidays.
And of course, credit cards are virtually indispensable when it comes to shopping online. And that's actually where I'd like to do most of my shopping, because it's real easy to look around with a few mouse clicks and get the best price.
I think there's a big advantage to shopping online, because there are all kinds of websites that do comparisons for you. You can just plug in what you want to buy and ask for a price, and you'll get just tons of articles comparing prices. So I like that. You can also get reviews online. So if you're thinking about buying something real nice and you want to make sure it's going to hold up or is the right thing to buy, online is great. Plus, you can shop online almost up to the holiday that you're looking at. I mean, the first of all, free shipping is widespread, and secondly, you can get stuff overnight. So yeah, online does make a lot of sense.
I know you're really big on using coupons.
I am, and what I would tell people is, don't just look in your newspaper or the mailer that comes. Look online. You can go to a retail site. They often have coupons. And there are sites that just give you coupons. So use that as one means to buy goods.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters Conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.